On the face of it, Trump and Iran, they always wanted the same thing. Iran, no secret, always wanted the US to get the hell away from it, out of Iraq, out of the Middle East. And Trump, well, he won the election promising to end America's wars.
We want to bring our troops back home. And I got elected on that. If you go back and look at our speeches, I would say we want to bring our troops back home from these endless wars.
I will say, look, I said, I want to get out of these endless wars. I campaigned on that. I want to get out.
I haven't left the White House except to go to Iraq for a very short period of time, where I had a great experience, frankly. I met some great people, some great generals. We have great ideas having to do with Syria. That's working out very well, knocking the hell out of ISIS. And we're bringing our folks back home.
What a man wouldn't say to get elected. In reality, he escalated conflict after conflict. Where there was a scratch, Trump's policies would tear it open into a wound. Under Trump, America went from a thaw with Iran, having a nuclear deal, to assassinating Iran's second most powerful official. I don't think Trump expected this. Not millions mourning a man that the US claimed was a terrorist. And I highly doubt he expected to have all his embassies go in lockdown with crowds demanding death at the gates.
I was due to meet General Soleimani at 8:30 a.m. on the morning he was killed as he left Baghdad International Airport. Mr. Abdul Mahdi said General Soleimani was carrying Iran's response to a message Iraq had conveyed on behalf of Saudi Arabia, aimed at easing tensions between the two countries in the region.
Soleimani was apparently on a peace mission, carrying proposals on how to reduce tensions in the region. This is from the mouth of the US-backed Iraqi prime minister. Versus him, we have the State Department, its assurances that he was actually evil. And take our word for it, he was organizing imminent attacks on US bases. Take our word for it. Is there any surprise that Iraqis voted to remove American soldiers from their country, that Iraqis don't want foreign troops murdering who they will, when they will? The parliament has decided to ask the US to leave. Once the prime minister signs off, Iraq will withdraw its request for assistance, which they filed with a US-led coalition when ISIS was ascendant. If the US refuses to pull out, if it keeps its troops, it'll no longer be a friend, it'll be an occupier. Essentially, in death, Soleimani achieved exactly what he wanted: for Iraqis to expel America.
And if Parliament doesn't do it, we will take greater action.
The White House is in panic, trying to justify what it did. The Vice President telling fairy tales, trying to tie Soleimani to 9/11 of all things. Trump threatening to bomb Iranian cultural targets, which would be a textbook example of a war crime. Then again, I doubt he cares much. In Iran, millions burn the American flag. In America, they are burning the book on international law and order.